Well, welcome to a Tuesday noon Bible study here at Cross Culture Church. We're excited about the things of God and this book of John. We've thankfully finished John 6, which was so powerful. There was a lot in there. And of course, we're going to find out that it all ties in together. We're going to move into 7 and go ahead on. And I'm going to do my very best, depending on how the students here of this Bible study go with it. We're going to try to finish it up today. I want to try to do a chapter a Tuesday, if at all possible. But as we get into discussion and as we get into the things of God, if it doesn't happen today, the whole object is that we be blessed of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
All right, we're in chapter 7, and we'll move right on into verse number 1. After these things, Jesus walked in Galilee, for he would not walk in Judea because the Jews sought to kill him. And we know why that was, right? Because as we were leaving out of verse 6 and going into 7, he had done stirred them up. Amen. He had started telling them the truth and they did not want to hear it. And so now we find that not only has he said something to stir them up, they're fired up. They're like, boy, you know, you talking about you. You and God, and he's your father, and your assignment, and we ain't understanding how you being Joseph's son, claiming to have all of this, and we know you a carpenter's son. How you got all of this power, even though the demonstration was there, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, the people had seen him do mighty works, right?
Right.
All doing 6, there was some stuff going on that there was no doubt of who he was, right? But now they mad. So they sought to kill him, so he went another route. Verse 2, now the Jews' feast of the tabernacle was at hand. All right, verse 3, his brethren therefore said unto him, let's go, come on, depart hence, and let's go into Judea, that thy disciples also may see the works that thou doest. Right? Confirmation that, hey, they're saying to him, come on, there are some more people that are following you. Let's go on over there and let's see some more works. Right?
Right.
Verse 4, for there is no man that doeth anything in secret, for he himself seeketh to be known openly. If thou do these things, show thyself to the world. All right. Here they are telling him. Isn't that something? So sometimes I want us to think about these things. Sometimes we have to understand God has a plan and then man have an idea.
That's right.
Huh? So some of the things that we think about and things in our mind, we have to line them up with the Spirit of God, because your mind will say one thing, but we're not really understanding the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God does things differently than flesh. Amen.
Amen.
All right, verse 5, for neither did his brethren believe in him. Why did he say that?
Because they were still trying to tell him to go and prove yourself.
Yeah, he had already done enough. He had already done enough. Even the people that he was talking to after they had been fed with the fishes and loaves told him, when he said, I'm going to tell you about the works that you must do, they said, well, tell us what to do. And he said, to have faith. And they like, well, what else we need to do, right? And they already had enough information and have seen enough things to have faith, right? All right. So now here we go. And then Jesus said unto them, my time is not yet come, but your time is always ready. The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of it that the works thereof are evil. I'm going to move right on into this next verse here. Go you up unto this feast. I go not up yet unto this feast, for my time is not yet come. Comments.
Telling him y'all could go, but the Lord hasn't said it's time for me to go. Well, he knew his timing.
Right.
And he wasn't going to be persuaded by his brothers. But he was pretty abrupt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anybody else see anything in that? Now, look at it. Look at what he said. They told him, come on, let's go on over here and do this, because people need to see you and to see the fact that you can do mighty works. He said, my time is not yet come yet. Now, think about this. What time was it? Now, he had already dealt with one group that didn't believe. Right. He had already dealt with the group of the Jews who had sought to kill him. And he said, your timing is not my timing. Mm-hmm. All right. And so think about timing. Timing is very crucial in God's plan. In the fullness of time, God sent his son, right? So in the fullness of time for us, there's going to be time for us to step out. Mm-hmm. Right? But now sometimes it's not always God's time when we get excited about stepping out.
Right. We go ahead of
him. Right. And so he's saying, yep, we step ahead of God. And again, one of the basic themes that has run through this Bible study is prayer. Right. And if you stay prayed up and if you stay focused on the things of God, God knows when to lead you in the right time. So he says, look, my time is not yet come, but your time always ready. See, they had enough to do what they needed to do. But why didn't they do it?
The interesting thing, I have an NIV translation.
Uh-huh.
And it says, Jesus said, my time is not yet here, but for you, any time will do.
Right. And why was that? Now, why was that? Now, look at what he said. Now, he said, the world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of it, that the work thereof are evil. They could go and mingle in and do what they needed to do. But all eyes was on him.
Right.
Right. So he said, look, you go ahead. You go ahead. But as for me, I got a specific time and I'm going to stay and do what's according to my time. Does that speak to us? I think it speaks to me, if I can be personal and say, God has done what he needed to do. It's time for me. It's always time for me. If you are walking with Jesus, right?
Right.
And you've tasted and seen that the Lord is good, isn't it your time?
Yes, it is.
It's your time. But we don't need to ask God a whole lot of questions. We need to move out on faith, because he has already given us what? Everything that pertaineth unto life and godliness. We've been given power to tread over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We've been given power to bind and to loose, right? He's given us light upon our path and a way up to our feet. I mean, just think about what you already know as a Christian, right? And you all are who are listening to this broadcast, you know something. And so aren't we required, if we know something, to do something?
Yes.
Now, this is a challenge for today. To him that knoweth to do good and to doeth it not. Mm-hmm. What is that?
Sin.
Missing the mark of perfection.
Missing the mark. But I'm going to tell you what else it misses. You miss the experience of watching God work. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
You missed that opportunity of watching God work through your hands. This is what I want us to understand. If God has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light, it is time for us to take the light where darkness is. Hello.
Amen.
Hey, this Bible study is more than just taking in bread, mm-hmm.
right?
But when we do take in the bread, and we talked about this last week, what does bread do? When it's digested, it go into the cells, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it give us the nourishment that we need to do those things that we are able to do, like walk and talk and do jobs and drive and all of that. Why can't that same bread empower us to do the things of God?
That's right.
Right? Why can't that word of God inspire us and give us that strength to go out there and say to somebody at the grocery store or the gas station or whether we're on a train or plane or whatever it is, that God is good? And his mercy endureth unto all generations. It doesn't take a lot to witness to people. It doesn't. It doesn't take us feeding a whole airplane or a bus with a McDonald's sandwich and some French fries. Now, I know I'm being funny, but I'm just thinking about the fact that if he said we can do greater things than he did, are we seeking to say, Lord, can we do something just small? I may not need to walk on water, but I may be able to go at the 5 points, and then people just come and say, what is it about you that's different than everybody else in this at this 5 point station? I was just walking along and there was something. What's going on with you? Who are you? Well, I'm a child of God and I love him. And his mercy endureth to everybody that need it. He's a healer. He's a redeemer. It's just certain things that we already are equipped with, right? Mm-hmm. And everybody in this room, God done touched you in a special way to do something different. Everybody's not going to speak like me, but you're going to speak like you.
Yeah.
Huh? You got a group of people that's already in your life that need you to say something to them, right?
Right.
I don't travel in the circles that you do, but God got you in that circle for a reason,
yeah.
Right? So I want us to think about this. When we look at what Jesus is doing here and the preparation that's being done as he goes along and words that he said to his disciples, is he not talking to us?
He is.
Right? Are we not disciples?
Right.
Okay. So it's our time. He said, okay, you go on up to the feast. He said, I go not up unto this feast, for my time is not yet come. Verse 9, when he had said these words unto them, he stayed in Galilee. But when his brethren were gone up, then he also went up unto the feast, not openly, but as it were in secret. So he just walked among them. He didn't go hang around his disciples. He just came in like everybody else. Okay. Then the Jews sought him at the feast and said, where is he? So now they saw his disciples and they said, he must be around here also. And there was much murmuring among the people concerning him. For some said, he's a good man. Others said, no, but he deceiveth the people. Whose report shall you believe?
Well, they're still saying that today.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Verse 13. Howbeit no man spake openly of him for fear of the Jews. So a lot of people are intimidated because they don't want folks mad at them because they believe.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? So you don't want to lose friends because you're scared to say you're saved? Oh, no, I'm not talking to this group. This group is saved. They openly profess Christ. I'm talking to you all who are under the sound of my voice that listen to this podcast. Don't be shamed. Don't be scared. Don't be scared because they're not going to like you. You know, they're going to have something to say. You might lose a friend or two.
That's all right.
Huh? You might lose a friend or two.
That's all right.
Or three.
Yeah.
Or a whole lot of folk,
yeah.
But you got to stand for that which is right. Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Oh, and family. Oh my God. Oh no. Oh, I remember when you were throwing rocks and stuff. Now all of a sudden you're supposed to be so saved and everything. And
holy.
Yeah, you. Oh yeah, you a holy roller now. Yeah. All right. Well, don't be bringing all that over here. I'm gonna drink my beer. I'm gonna smoke my cigarette. You ain't scaring me. I'm gonna do what I do. I don't owe you nothing. All right, let's go on into 14. Now about the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught. Now look, while they were doing all of that, Jesus eases on into the temple and do what he's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
He said, hey, let them do all of that. And see, that's what he wanted to do anyway. He didn't want to go in there and make a big show, but he had a purpose and he went right in there and did what he was told to do. He's a taught. And the Jews marveled, saying, how knoweth this man letters, having never learned? Now, you all that are not Bible students, let us understand what goes on in the temple. They would go in They would pull out the books of the Bible, the Torah, and they would read and then expound upon what they read. Am I right, Elder? And so the people that did not know learned. Those that did know, it was just an encouragement to them. And so everybody that did know would stand up and would give yes. And them that didn't, that would be some discussion. Okay. Mm-hmm. So here the Jews marvel. So you got some that's saying, now how he know all of that? And he hadn't been studying with us. Huh? You know a whole lot here, you know, and where did you learn? You never learned from here. Then Jesus said unto him, my doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. People of God that are listening to this podcast and you all that are here, if you let God use you, he's going to say what he need to say through you. A lot of it won't be yours, because what you thinking and what God's thinking are two different things. But if we lay aside the flesh and allow the spirit to work through us, God will speak through us in a mighty way. And you know what? That's what will change the hearts and minds of people when they hear God's word through your mouth. Now, I want you to go back a minute. I don't want us to ever forget this. Jesus was God the Father on display. Right? Mm-hmm. So that the Father is thinking was expounded through Jesus. Right?
Right?
So that the Father wants anybody to hear will come out of the mouth of his what? His people. Right?
Right.
If any man be what? In Christ, he become a what? Mm-hmm. New creation. Right? Mm-hmm. So now that you knew, brand new in the things of God, in the spirit, those things that come out of your mouth when you in Christ are from the Father. So it's not yours, it's his. What does that mean? I want us to look at it. You don't have to worry about what God says out of your mouth, because it's going to do something. Mm-hmm. What you have to be concerned about is what come out of your mouth that you saying. Y'all laughing. But I'm saying you can't speak history. You got to speak truth, unless it's a testimony.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, testimony is truth of what God has done in your life.
Mm-hmm.
But just to talk about some facts and did you know this and that? No. Allow God to speak revelation knowledge. When you fall down in the flesh and let him raise up in the spirit, it's going to come from the Father, through the Spirit, right? 17, if any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. Now, let's look at what that first said. If any man will do his will. Do y'all get that? If you align yourself with his will, right, then the demonstration will be that you shall know of the doctrine, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I just said? I said something about you not saying stuff out of your mouth. Here the Lord breaks it down in this way. If your will is to allow him to speak, then that doctrine that comes out will be undeniable that it's his and not yours.
That's right?
Right. Now, my whole endeavor of being here is to have us to look at this scripture and apply it to ourselves. God wrote this for us. And look, he not only us, he wrote it for the next generation and the generation after that. Right.
Mm-hmm.
That we surrender our will to his will and then the Father's will be done. Right. And the demonstration would be if it come out. And it do a work, it's good. If it come out and it don't, then what? We know it wasn't us. Now, I'm not saying that if you speak a word and then you don't see anything happen right now, that doesn't mean it did. Because when the word go out and it won't return void. Sometimes a seed sown take a little while for it to germinate, right?
That's true.
Right? But if our will is lined up with God's will, God is going to get the glory out of it. That's what I'm saying. So a lot of times you said some stuff and you said, well, I prayed for somebody and they still doing what they're doing. You just do what you're supposed to do. All you're supposed to do is plant the word. God is the one that make the seed grow. Right?
That's true.
So I just want us to think about that. When we put seed in the ground, that's all we can do, right?
That's true.
We're not in the dirt watching the nutrients and we don't see all of the things splitting and the roots start to grow. We don't see none of that. Neither do we want to see it. Right? Right, right. But then, you know, 2 or 3 weeks later, we come up there, a little something that popped up out of the ground. Boy, it's a lot of work that the went forth that we did not see underneath, right? So that's what I want us to understand, that when we align our wheels up to God, that there's a lot of stuff that we don't see that's going to be going on. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Now here's the key. Let's get on into it, because these are the words of Jesus, and I love this. He spake of himself, seeking his own glory. But he that seeketh his glory has sent him. The same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. Man, if you going at it with God's glory being the intention, what's going to happen? It's going to happen. Don't look for yourself. Look for him. That's why we have to surrender in the flesh. Right? And yield to the Spirit. Now he getting ready to hit them where they understand, right? Right? Because they understand this part. Did not Moses give you the law, and yet none of you keep of the law?
No, that's not what they wanted to hear.
I'm sure. He said, "Why you go about to kill me?"
Mm-hmm.
But the truth does what? It cut both ways. Right? It's quick, it's powerful. It cut all the way down to the joint and to the marrow, to the what? To the thoughts and the intent of the heart. See? I love that. He said, see, y'all trying to get mad at me, but here the one that y'all look up to the most, Moses, Abraham, Isaac, you know, they love to tout all of the patriarchs. Right?
Right.
And he said, the one that gave y'all the law, y'all still don't do it. Because the law what? Was just a schoolmaster. It was just to show them that they were already flawed.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Elder?
That's right.
Elder?
Oh, I'm paying attention to the focus, brother.
I know it. I see. All right. So why you go about the kid? But then the people answered and said, thou hast the devil who go about to kill you. who go about to kill thee? Look, it ain't me. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
It ain't me. Who said that? We ain't trying to kill you. Jesus answered and said unto them, I have done one work, and you all marvel. Moses therefore gave unto you circumcision, not because it was of Moses, but of the fathers, because what? They had to have and keep up with the what? The tradition,
mm-hmm.
Right? They would not move on into the things of God. They got stuck,
mm-hmm.
Right? And then they got legalistic, right?
Yeah.
And if you don't do A, B, C, and D,
yeah.
You know, they would not be moved on as God does line upon line, precept upon precept. They did not move further. All right. And ye on the Sabbath day circumcise a man. Now he's getting bold with him. He said, now let me show you what I'm talking about. 23. If a man on the Sabbath day receive a circumcision, that the law of Moses should not be broken, are you angry at me? Because I have made a man every whiff whole on the Sabbath day. Now, see, he went back. And if you know, we just left verse 6 where the man was at the pool and he healed him on the Sabbath day. And they got an attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's saying, look, here y'all getting all mad at me about doing stuff on the Sabbath day. When y'all circumcised on the Sabbath day, is that not work?
Right.
Huh? He said, now, if y'all not supposed to do anything on the Sabbath day, so y'all going to excuse Moses. But then you're going to try to hold me guilty. See, being religious, right? It's something to that. Mm-hmm. It's something to being religious. But being spiritual is something totally different. You see what I mean? He's saying, y'all going to hold me hostage when y'all doing stuff already that's against what you saying I'm doing. Right? Mm-hmm. Judge not, verse 24, according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. He's saying, look at what I do for the principle of what I'm doing. Not when I do it. Right? Or not the fact that I'm trying to bring some light on to myself, but the fact that this is the Father working what? Through me. Right?
Amen.
Amen. Then some of them of Jerusalem, is not this he whom you seek to kill? So I'm talking about, hey, this the one y'all been trying to get. Now, then he just said that, isn't this the one some of y'all been trying to get? But lo, he spoke of boldly. And said nothing unto him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is the very Christ? Now here's somebody out there in the audience saying, y'all been doing all this big time talking. Is this not the one y'all wanted to get? Huh? Now here come condemnation from in the midst of the own group. Howbeit we know this man whence he is, but when Christ cometh, no man knoweth whence he is. Boy, condemnation coming out. They said, hey, y'all claim y'all don't know it's him. Did he not do what he need to do? Is this not he? Then Jesus cried in the temple. Now, then cried Jesus in the temple as he taught, saying, ye both know me and you know whence I am. And I am not come of myself, but he that sent me is true, whom ye know not. But I know him, for I am from him, and he has sent me. Is that not the Father on display?
Yes, it is.
Huh? I have the authority to speak because he sent me to speak. Not only did he send me to speak, there's some demonstration of it. And I'm not trying to get no glory out of it. And every time he did something, what he said, y'all gonna go your way and know that the Father has done this. Right? He'd never go around and brag, I fed 5,000. I healed a man at the pool. You know, he never went about and bragged about what he did. Right? But he said, these works that you see, I only do what?
My Father.
Verse 30. Then they sought to take him. The guy that already confronted them, everybody quiet. Mm-hmm. Then when he go back again and say, hey, it ain't me, it's the Father that sent me. Y'all don't even know me because y'all don't know him. Was that the condemnation? Y'all pious folks. I thought y'all knew God. Y'all claim to be so holy. But here when the demonstration come, you don't know nothing. They sought the kid. They sought to take him. But no man laid hands on him because what? His hour was not yet come. And many of the people believed on him and said, when Christ cometh, will he do more miracles than these which this man had done? What that sound like? Hey, that's somebody going to do better than this. When the real Christ come, boy, he's going to do a lot more than just feed some people and then heal a man at the pool that been sick a long time. Huh? What was it said? Should we seek another? Is that here it is right here in your face. And we got this kind of stuff coming. Right? The Pharisees heard that the people murmured such things concerning him, and the Pharisees and the chief priests sent officers to take him. Then Jesus said unto him, yet a little while I am with you. Then I go unto him that sent me. You shall seek me and shall not find me. And where I am, y'all can't come. Then Jesus Now then said the Jews among themselves, where will he go that we can't find him? Will he go to be mingling around with the Gentiles and then teach them? Jealousy. Mm-hmm. What? Well, he think he going to slip away from us and then go try to teach them other people? Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
36. What manner of saying is this that he said, you seek me and shall not find me, and where you go that we can't come? Because, mm-hmm, see, you can't hide from us. We know everything. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man what?
Thirst,
let him come unto me and drink. Has he said this before?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, he has.
And we talked about the bread, and we talked about the being dehydrated.
Right.
Right? With the things of the world drawing stuff out, but the Spirit of God is that water, right? That refreshes, right? Let any man that thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow what? Rivers of living water. We're talking about not that natural water, but spiritual water, right? But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believed on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because the Jews was not yet what? But Jesus, I mean, was not yet what?
Glorified.
Right. And he said, "Is what y'all know the scripture, right? He said, it's expedient that I go. Right. Yeah. For when I go, the Father going to send the Spirit to not only be what? With you, but what? Yeah. In you. Yeah. All right. 40. Many of the people, therefore, when they heard of this saying, said, of a truth, this is the prophet. Others said, this is the Christ. But some said, shall Christ come out of Galilee? Listen, then we always go start to talk about where you come from, what complexion you are, how tall you are, whether you got a Rolls Royce, whether you got a Chevrolet, whether you're driving a Cadillac or a Benz. You know, here you go with all of this external stuff, right? Yeah. Have not the scripture said that Christ cometh of the seed of David and out of town of Bethlehem, where David was? So there was a division among the people because of him. 44. And some of them would have taken them, but no man laid hands on him. 45. Then came the officers to the chief priests and the Pharisees and said unto him, why have ye not brought him? And the officers said, never man spake like this man. He said, why didn't you bring him in? They said, because his conversation too strong. Mm-hmm. Right? That truth that's coming out of him, we ain't never heard that stuff he said before. Then answered them the Pharisees, are you also deceived? What he saying? He done tricked you too? Have any of these rulers or Pharisees believed on him? Does that matter who believe or not? Truth is going to go where it need to go and do what it's supposed to do. Do you have what? Ears to hear? Huh? Do you have eyes to see? Come on, Bible readers. There's a lot in there to talk about. Some go hear, and then are your eyes blinded? Right? As the light come in and the scales falling off? I'm not talking about y'all, because y'all are already this group I'm talking to. Yeah. Have many of the rulers out of the Pharisees believed on him? 49. But this people who knoweth not the law are cursed. The folk that he talking to not going to get it anyway, because we just us going to get it. Huh? We're the chosen people. They believe wasn't nobody else supposed to get it but them. There was always drawn a line between what? Jew and Gentile. Right. If you can't name what tribe you came from, whether it was a Dan, Benjamin, you know, if you couldn't trace your ancestry and lineage back, you know, how were you going to make it? Right. He said, so, hey, all them folk you talk to, don't worry about them. They already cursed. They ain't going to make it no way. Right. Nicodemus said unto them, he that cometh to Jesus by night, being one of them, said unto them, doth our law judge any man before it hear him and know what he doeth? Isn't that something? What did he tell Nicodemus? He told Nicodemus, he said, listen, the Spirit of God, you don't even know where it come from. Huh? Nicodemus said, but how am I going to do this thing? He said, that which is of the flesh is flesh, that which is of the spirit is spirit. What did he say? Marvel not. Right? Don't try to get in your head over it. Let it be what it is. Right? Amen. Nicodemus spoke up and said, and talked to him. Because see, Nicodemus had already got that revelation. Here's the question. Have we got that revelation? Huh? Do we have the revelation? Do we know it's more than fishes and healing? Do we know it's that we should carry that light and be a testimony of the Father, that we're to be that willing vessel? They answered and said unto him, art thou also of Galilee? Search and look, for out of Galilee ariseth no prophet. And every man went unto his own house. They still in the flesh. They still in the flesh. They said, this where he come from ain't been no prophets before. How all of a sudden he coming out of there? Again, what are they looking at? They looking at the flesh.
And these were the spiritual leaders.
They were religious leaders. Go ahead, Elder.
I was going to tell Rose, that's who he really had your problem with.
True.
Ones who should have known who he was, but because he didn't do things the way they thought he should have done them. But I'll just say the common people, they appreciated him. But see, he was changing who was in charge, and they didn't want to lose their authority.
Right. See, that was a mindset that was out there, and they didn't want that changed. Right. See, they had a ceremonial mindset. They had a traditional mindset. And Jesus said, I come to fulfill all of that and move y'all into what y'all been looking for. Here it is right here in your face. Let's go with it. And what they said? No. Because where you come from, ain't nobody else come from it like that. Even when he dealt with them about the Sabbath day, did he not break down the barrier on that?
Right.
He said, even when y'all talking, y'all not talking right. Y'all saying I'm doing stuff on the Sabbath day. When Moses did stuff on the Sabbath day, y'all didn't do that. Right? He said, so really, y'all are hypocrites. Right?
I think the traditions of the churches today that keeps us separate.
Ah, we got a few minutes. Come on, Elder.
Well, I have family who are Seventh-day Adventists, and they just really look down on us.
Yes.
You know, they really snub their nose.
We going to hell.
Yeah.
Right.
Because we ain't serving on the Sabbath.
That one thing.
Mm-hmm. But that's one of the reasons the church doesn't have the impact that it should be having. Because it's the vision.
Mm-hmm. Right. You all who are listening to this podcast, we're talking about the traditions that still are impacting the people of God today, impacted them in the past. They were divided because of tribes, and they were divided because of towns, and they were divided because of who your people were. They were divided by race. They were divided, but all they had to do was receive the word and come together under the Father and let it be. But is this not the challenge that we have today? To not look at our circumstances, not to look at our situations, but to look unto God, right? And to allow him to have full reign and full power in our life. Because he wants to do something through us. But who holds it up?
Man.
We do. The main thing I hear and the main thing that came out of my mouth at one time is, I'm just from Birmingham, Alabama. How you know, I can't sing and raise a hymn like all these big preachers do. He said, I didn't ask you to sing or raise a hymn. He said, I ask you to give it like I give it to you and not look at their faces and go on about your business. He said, because I'm going to take care of you. Don't stand around and beg. I'm just telling you what he told me. Don't stand around and beg. You just do what I tell you to do, and I'm going to take care of you. And he has. Amen. And he has. And here I am still standing up, still yielding the gospel, not trying to put my little inflection on it, but allow the Spirit of God to have full power to do what it is into that where it is sent. Amen.
Amen.
Any questions? Any? Because we're through with seven. Did good, right?
Did good,
because I could have hung on some of that. Some of it bear some extra, but you Bible students, y'all have already looked at it and picked the bones. I'm just kind of going over it. What say ye, elder?
You did a fine job, bro.
Any more comments? Anybody want to just?
I think. Like you were saying, what's holding up the church today? I think we put a lot of additional responsibility on people that's really not biblical. And we expect them to do it because that's the way we do it. It's like, who was saying that? Was you, Rose?
Mm-hmm.
70 events.
Mm-hmm.
This is the way we do it.
Mm-hmm.
Church of Christ. This is the way.
Right, and we don't need all those instruments.
Right.
We don't need,
yeah.
You know, that they didn't have all that going on then. You know,
right.
we got to get back to keeping this thing pure. What so what is pure?
Exactly.
We just got to have it on the Sabbath day.
They're looking at the outward appearance.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So I mean, so we got a lot of doctrine and a lot of division in there that's based on tradition. That's not the way that Christ set it up.
Exactly. And how do we move forward? Because what's frustrating to many people who think deeply is, why are we still going through this? And what can we do to move forward? I mean, I know the answer.
Okay.
Partially, but still it's so frustrating to know that we're still going through the same thing. It's so much division.
Right. Well, let me just throw this in, and I want y'all to go at it if you feel so inclined. I believe, and it's just personal, that the remnant will get it.
Yeah.
The remnant gonna get it. I'm not here to judge. I don't want to judge. I don't know who's gonna make it and who not. That's not my, you know, that's not for me to call. But as long as I do my part, as long as I pray, as long as I seek his face and do what I'm told to do, what do I have to do with another man's servant?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
I understood that. I did. I keep my mouth off folk. I try. Sometimes I can't help it. But then I quickly repent and say, I don't know what God called them to do.
Right.
But guess what else? I'm not going to be there when they get judged for what they do either.
Amen.
So I have to be concerned about these number 10s I'm in. Right? And I got to be concerned about what I got to do.
Yeah.
Because at judgment, I'm not going to be there with somebody else. It's going to be me and him. And it's either going to be well done, not good and faithful server in or in, or it's going to be goodbye. For good.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
So I just want us to think about that. I want us to believe today that God is going to anoint us to do whatever it is he's called us to do. Father, we just thank you that by your Spirit, Lord God, you're going to touch each and every one that's under the sound of my voice, because they're listening for a reason. For these who are here, because they're listening for a reason. That you're going to touch them in a special way, Lord, and anoint each vessel of clay to not only hear your word, but to step out on faith and do it. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. That word that comes out, it'll not return void, but it's going to accomplish that which you please and birth inside of each and every one a green light to go forward in the things of God, not be ashamed, not be scared, but to step out on you. For now is the time. And we call it done by faith in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen.